Control.
Hey, Danny, it's Amy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I gave you a few weeks. I figured, you know, you were probably busy through the holiday, right?
I actually didn't get everything done for last month again.
Oh my goodness, gracious!
Because it rained all last week.
Yeah, I know. I had COVID too, so it was a great time for it to rain. I just stayed in bed. Yeah.
You got the new strain?
Yep.
Yeah. Not too bad.
No, it wasn't. For me it was. From what I hear, first of all, I'm not vaccinated. Second of all, I haven't been sick in over 2 years. So I feel like for each person, their COVID experience is a little different, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I had the body shakes and the fever for like 7 days.
It's like a bad flu.
Yeah, it was like a bad flu. Yeah, but thank goodness, I mean, it's all over with and I'm feeling good now, just a little residual with the sinus crap. But other than that, everything's good.
You didn't lose your taste for smell?
Yes, I did, but I got it back.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
How quick did you get it back?
Within 3 days. I mean, the smell isn't all the way back, but it's mostly back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I got it in the middle of summer and, or kind of tail end of summer. And, I had it, I mean, I felt crappy for a little bit, but then I play hockey and I noticed that my endurance was not there.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like my lung capacity or energy was not there, you know?
Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
That was all bad. So,
mm-hmm.
It takes some time on that. Like, it still feels like not 100%, you know?
Yeah, and you can feel it in the throat.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of the mask. So mine, I felt mine up in my shoulder blades, underneath the top of my shoulders.
Okay.
Like, in my collarbone, kind of,
mm-hmm,
across
mm-hmm.
the whole top of my shoulder.
Isn't it so strange?
Yeah, and there's times where I feel that same pain again, and I almost feel like, did I come in contact with COVID again, and I'm just not getting sick because of, like, the immunity
mm-hmm.
to it?
Mm-hmm.
But I never got vaccinated either, and I won't.
Yeah, I won't either. I won't either, and especially now that I've been through this, you know, and my girlfriend, my best friend, she's like, hey, do you wish that you, going through what you're going through now, do you wish that you were vaccinated? Even when she caught me at like the very worst of it, and I said, no, I don't
yeah.
wish that I was vaccinated. I feel like I'm going to get through this and be just fine.
Yeah. My wife got vaccinated because she has lupus, and
mm-hmm.
when I got it, she goes, do you still think it's BS? And I said, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I said, I don't think that COVID's BS. I think it's a real deal. I get
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
But this whole hype of what they're making people do for it, I
mm-hmm.
think is BS.
Right. Agreed. Agreed. And to me, also, ultimately, a vaccination, a true vaccination eradicates things. It doesn't, the flu shot, you get the flu shot to lessen the symptoms of the flu and to guard against the strains that they know about. But there's no eradication of the flu. That's why it's not a flu vaccine. Smallpox vaccine is eradication of the smallpox, period. That's why you get it, because
yeah.
it eradicated it across the planet. You know what I mean? So it's just a big, I feel like it's just a big hoopla for them to try to control and make things different and make things the way they want it to be. And it's not a vaccine. Call it what it is, first of all. It's a shot. It may help, but it's not a vaccine, you know? That's the first thing that really, really bugged me about it. Because if you get a vaccine of any other sort, then it eradicates that completely.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the need for all these boosters, and all of a sudden it was, oh, well, if you're vaccinated, you can go out. Oh, no, if you're vaccinated, you can't go out. Oh, if you're vaccinated, it's going to stop the spread. Oh, if you're vaccinated, it doesn't stop the spread. Oh, if you're vaccinated now, you're going to have to get boosters the rest of your. Oh, you
right.
can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. We told you it did, but it doesn't. We found out
mm-hmm.
otherwise. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Turns out it doesn't do that. Yeah, exactly. So I would just carry on. I mean, my mom, she's in her 60s. She has COPD, and she has a heart issue, so she got it, and she feels good about it, you know. But for me personally, I just don't see the point in doing it. And it doesn't, especially like when I got this new variant, and they said, oh, well, even if you were vaccinated, it would have done absolutely nothing for it. Like, I just laughed, you know, like, okay, well, my fever was so high, they put me to the ER anyway.
Did they really?
Yeah, my fever was at like 103, I was hallucinating through the night. They told me go into the ER. Yeah, I had it pretty gnarly there for a few days, but.
So, one of my customers was saying that she was kind of jealous of when I got the COVID. She goes, because you actually went through it. She goes, I'm kind of jealous. She goes, I won't get the vaccine either. She goes, but I'm kind of jealous because you got it. You got something that's better than the vaccine. You know,
right.
Because now you have the immunity to that strain, whatever it was, and
you
could never have that problem again, you know?
But now they're saying that's only for 3 months. That immunity is only for 3 months, 90 days about on that strain. And I mean, again, I don't see how they know that. I mean, I don't know.
So you want, this is going to make me sound crazy. You're going to probably think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat right now, but
no.
I personally think Fauci's behind it. I personally think it's man-made.
I agree.
Sign up for population.
I agree.
Control.
I agree.
And I have strains now that's being reintroduced, man-made,
right.
Introduced, not mutations from the original.
Right.
And I think they're dropping it with other countries to take the pressure off of China to make it look like China's not a bad country.
Well, and I also believe all of that, and I also believe that it was biological warfare.
100%.
I believe all
100%.
That. 100%. I don't think you're crazy at all.
Honestly, the thing that scares the crap out of me is I think it's a test to see how things go and how things react to be
when
able to do their
like
the
a full blown situation on us. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, some of us will go underground.
You know, when you hear people talk about they're building and selling bunkers. And then, have you heard the whole thing about the Colorado airport? No?
Here's no.
The homework on the Colorado airport.
Okay.
The Denver airport is in the middle of nowhere, and it's it's a U.S. government. They have I forget what they call it, but it's like a mountain that they have built into, and there's still doors. It's all top secret, and it's not top secret. It's all like high security, national security. And basically, if there's ever shit hits the fan, all the top bigwigs will be there.
All the big people will go there.
Certain amount of time before the doors close. Once the doors are closed, they don't reopen, period. For nothing.
Wow. All right. Well, there's always that. I mean, anything that's been imagined or put up on the television, you can bet has probably been a reality. You know, we've seen this for years and years in all this crap that they put out in these movies and stuff like that. So I'm not surprised at all, to be honest with you. But
look up the Denver airport. Look up like the stories or documentaries on the Denver airport.
Okay.
I'll definitely do that. So as far as what
this
we're
goes.
Doing,
mm-hmm.
what, anything changed yet or no?
No, I'm just waiting on you. I just need your money.
Okay. So I need to get down. I still haven't got down to the city. I need to do it. I need to get off my ass. I talked to my cousin about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, I don't have the money. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to put the money up and do it because I can't wait on him. But we wanted to wait till the beginning of the year to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go. I'll tell you what. Call me on – can you call me Friday afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think I'm taking Friday off. I'll get down Friday morning.
Okay.
And go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
So should I send you a Friday morning text? Hey, go get your...
Yes.
Go down
yes,
to the
yes,
city.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yes, for sure. Sorry. I'm sorry for being a pain in the ass.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll send you that text. That way we can get everything squared away for you, because this is going to be a great way to start the year off and get everything just kicked off properly. So, okay?
For sure.
All right, then I'll text you Friday morning, and then I'll give you a shout after about 12:15, 12:30 on Friday.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, Dan.
All right, cool.
Talk to you then. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.